Does crisis create diversion or opportunity? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, some of the stories we talk about are both. We'll wrap up our time at Missio Nexus in Florida and take a look at what's happening in Burma and Lebanon. Our first story is pretty rough. Over 500,000 people have been killed in Burma's ongoing civil war, and 2 million have fled the country. This has left many, especially children, traumatized. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says,
there's actually about 250,000 people in refugee camps along the Thailand-Burma border. And so because of the results of a long-going civil war conflict, a lot of these kids have actually seen their parents killed by the Burmese army.
But that doesn't mean that hope is lost. A VBB-supported missionary has been witnessing to families and orphans and meeting their physical needs. Not only that,
she actually will travel to the front lines and will supply Bibles and pray with the troops there and witness to them. And a lot of them are Christians that are actually trying to hold the army off of the villages and from the people being slaughtered.
Keep kids in mind, because Syrian children are facing hard times while fleeing to and settling in Lebanon. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International.
This is the worst refugee crisis for many, many years, and the UN has described it as the greatest humanitarian tragedy of our time. Children are at risk of forced marriages, at risk of hunger, violence. Many of them have no opportunity to go to school. A lot of them are just ending up on the streets.
But Kids Alive is keeping them off the streets by offering school lessons. After just a few weeks, they've already seen incredible transformation.
The kids are really making excellent progress academically. We are seeing their health improve. We're seeing self-esteem growing. And we're so encouraged to see many of these children recognizing the love of God.
They want to add more kids to the program and could use your hand. What do you say? Wait till the end of the broadcast and we'll connect you. You're listening to Mission Network News. From kids in crisis, we turn to the global church. A lot of important trends emerged during the Missio Nexus conference in Florida, like short-term mission function and women in leadership. Actually, it's kind of hard to list them all. But one, collaboration, rose to the top, at least for Bruce Huseby. He handles missions at Calvary Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We take that old African proverb, right? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So how do we network better together? How do we partner together, collaborate together?
We'll state the obvious. Great opportunities lie ahead for mission agencies and local churches that work together. The question is, how?
We want to sit at the table, as it were, with these agency leaders so that we can help mobilize in greater ways from our churches. And it's challenging for them because, frankly, they have thousands of churches they're trying to deal with. It's one thing Jesus promised to build, and it was his church. And I know there's the Big C Church, the body of Christ, but he's expressed that through the local church.
And that question won't be answered overnight. It's why Missio Nexus exists, to open the dialogue between people who might not connect otherwise in the Great Commission. And sometimes you just have to lose everything in order to gain more. Open Doors USA shares the story of a North Korean woman who was trafficked into China. From there, she was forced into an abusive marriage, and it looked like there wasn't much hope. But she found freedom in an Open Doors Bible study. At first, she was scared to share the gospel. But over the last 3 years, her life has changed dramatically, and she shares the word freely. See the rest of her success story at our website. And there are millions of women around the world who are desperate for love and assistance. And thanks to the efforts of two women with Operation Mobilization, immigrants in Finland are finding it. Beth and Sandy started a friendship group for immigrant women struggling to adjust to Finnish culture. They teach language and social skills and listen to the women's stories and their struggles. They're also able to offer a word of encouragement as well as share the personal stories of their faith in God. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up for free, go to missionnews.org, and the daily email features pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.